If you are Carla Bonoff and you've been as wildly successful in the music business as she has for as long a time as she is, you might be tempted to rest on your laurels and just cash the royalty checks. But that's not the Southern Californian composer-singer's way. Carla Bonoff is hitting the road again, touring the East Coast and the Midwest, and luckily for us, her itinerary includes a show in Cincinnati. Luckier still, because Carla Bonoff is on the other end of the phone. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Diehl. Carla, welcome. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. Great to be talking to you.
We are very much looking forward to seeing you at the 20th Century in Cincinnati on May 30th for an 8 o'clock concert. Are you touring with the band or solo?
I'm playing with one guitar player, a woman named Nina Gerber, who is a wonderful acoustic and electric guitar player. She's pretty well known in the folk music world on the West Coast, for sure. And she's fabulous. So we've been playing together for probably 14 years now.
Do you tour regularly, or is this kind of an unusual occasion?
No, we're out pretty much, you know, every month or so, 4 or 5 days. So, you know, unless people are really looking at our website and following it, it may seem like we're not working, but we are.
How are things out on the road these days? How are the live audiences?
You know, they're great because, I mean, when you have fans that you've had for this long and then they have their kids and even grandkids sometimes and get generations of fans. And, you know, I think people really appreciate hearing their favorite songs live and coming out and hearing music. So I'm grateful that people are still willing to do that. It's good. You know, it's good for us and it's good for them, I think.
Have you played Cincinnati before?
We have. Not the venue, but we have, I think, maybe a year or two ago.
A recent review of one of your concerts said, her voice is perfection. She conjures memories with both spoken words and songs. Do you tell a lot of stories on stage?
At this point, it's interesting to sort of look back and reflect and talk about, I think, sometimes people are interested in these songs and sort of how they came about or, you know, because they don't really know all the time kind of what stories are. And, you know, I have a lot of stuff to talk about from my early days playing the troubadour in California and stuff. So I think I've found that people really are curious about a lot of that.
You're known so well as a songwriter, besides being a singer, a pianist, and guitarist. You've written hits for many, many artists. Just to drop a couple of names, Linda Ronstadt, Bonnie Raitt, Jackson Browne, James Taylor, you've sung on hundreds of records. But take us way back to the beginning. Didn't you start out as a sister act?
Yes, my sister and I, we played two acoustic guitars and sang kind of folky Joni Mitchell stuff, and we started out playing local clubs around Los Angeles area. So that was what I did first.
And you hearken back to those sort of magical days in the early 70s, the California music scene. How does it compare to the music industry today?
Well, I mean, I think it was so localized then. You know, we had real record companies that, you know, were there and real recording studios. And, you know, so people really did kind of congregate where all that was happening. I think now that everyone can make a record in their room with a computer, it's so different, you know, and everything's so digital and online and viral. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, that's sort of changed the community feel of it that we used to have where we were all hanging out together and writing together and playing in the same clubs. And I mean, I'm sure there's some of that going on, but I mean, there was no computers.
Right.
There was no way to make a record unless you, you know, got a record deal. You couldn't even make a demo unless someone was willing to pay for you to do that. So it was very different. You really had to hone your skills live and be good live and get signed by a record company by being able to play live. So I think it forced all of us to really hone our craft well and be able to become good performers because that was the only way to get noticed. We couldn't just record it and fix it at home until it sounded perfect. And it's just so different now. And I think it's harder now because of that, because anybody can make a record. And so there's so much material out there and just harder to find your way through it. I think it's difficult.
Are you encouraged by sort of the resurgence of vinyl and analog recording?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, people are starting to ask me them, and I'm not prepared with that so much because it's harder certainly to carry around and to venues and stuff. But I can see why they like the sound of it. It really is a different sound, and it's more natural. And as far as my early records, I mean, that's how we made them to sound for vinyl, not really for transferring to CDs. I don't think they transferred to that, you know, technology that well. So I see why people want to go back and listen to those records in the way they were recorded originally.
My guest is singer, guitarist, pianist, composer Carla Bonhoff, who will be on stage at the 20th Century on Thursday, May 30th. What can the audience expect here in Cincinnati, Carla?
We do, you know, new songs, old songs, all kinds of stuff. Play for almost a couple hours, a lot of stories. And so, I mean, I think it's kind of an unplugged-ish evening, and it's a lot of fun for us. So hopefully a lot of fun for the audience, too.
Do you bring along some CDs and other merch?
Yes. And I have a new one that's pretty new, just came out in February. That's got some new songs and some re-recordings of some classic stuff. So we'll have that with us, too.
What's the title of that record?
Carry Me Home.
What's the most gratifying aspect of your incredible career?
Oh, God, it's hard to hone it down to one thing. I mean, I guess I'm grateful to have been able to make a living doing this my whole life, because it isn't always that easy, and that's gratifying. And I think just being able to be an artist, to be creative, and have that be your job as well as your passion. I'm very lucky, I think, to have that.
You really have maintained your independence, even your own publishing, right?
Yes. Something that's hard, I think, for artists these days to hold on to their publishing, because people want to take their publishing when they get record deals. So I had a good business advisor at the time who said, that's your only annuity. That's what you have for your life. So sometimes it's tempting to sell it off for a lot of money. And there was a time where people were getting offered this money. He goes, but, you know, it doesn't work like that. It's over your lifetime. So he was a really good advisor.
Do you have any special regimen for staying healthy while you're touring?
Oh, it's so hard. Sleep, that's the most important thing for singers, really, is as much sleep as possible. So that's my number one priority. And then number two is hopefully finding healthy food.
Carla Bonhoff's legacy as a writer and her perseverance as a performer are spoken best in a Billboard magazine review that reads, long before Alanis or Jewel, there was a breed of singer-songwriters whose earthly anthems of soul-searching, heartache, and joy touched souls in a way that few can muster today. Carla Bonhoff will bring her show to Cincinnati for a very special evening on the 30th of May at the 20th Century Theater. For more information and a link to Carla Bonhoff's music, visit our website, wvxu.org. Carla Bonhoff, safe travels, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.